Hello, it's Bright Lights Big City number 37. My name is Johnny Corsair, and since we last met, I've known somebody who's had sinusitis and somebody who's had bursitis. Now, what they've told me is there's the ache, but you can do something about it. Here's Bobby Blue Band with the worst ache of all.
When you got a headache powder soothes the pain. When you try to rest, Lord, you feel all right again. When you got a backache, a little rubbing will see you through. But when you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. A man can't break a stone, so he tries another lick. An iceman can't cut his ice, no, Lord, so he buys another pick. Electric lights go out, but a candlelight will see you through. But when you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. There ain't nothing you can do. I said there ain't nothing you can do. When you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. When you need a friend, you smile because you're glad. When a friend deceives you, it makes you feel so bad. When you lose your loved one, it makes you feel so blue. And then you got a heartache, and there ain't nothing you can do. Lord, there ain't nothing you can do. I said there ain't nothing you can do. Lord, every time I think about it, I said every time I get lonely sometimes, there ain't nothing you can do, baby.
Ain't Nothing You Can Do, that was the single version, and that was taken from the Turn On Your Love Light, the Duke Recordings, Volume 2. What have we got for you this month? Well, it's the familiar and the completely new. We have our four themes. We have Maddie Burke and Steve Pilkington bringing a song. We have a fantastic CD to give away as a prize, courtesy, as always, from Ace Records. Here's the first of our themes, the Cry 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 theme, and this is Rudy Green, his guitar, with the King Colax Orchestra. No need of your crying.
No need of your crying. It won't do you no good. No need of your crying. It won't do you no good. Well, you wouldn't have to cry if you'd done the way you should. It was out in the fields where this first began. Well, out in the fields where this first began. Well, you promised you'd love me, you would love me until then. Country, I thought everything was fine. But since we came to the city, you nearly drove me out my mind. Thank you. you were mine. When I left my cotton shack, I thought that you were mine. Then you took my heart and left me without a lousy dime.
No need of your crying. And as I said, Rudy Green, his guitar with the King Colax Orchestra. I'm being precise just because that's the way it's printed in the booklet. King Colax, born William Little in Kansas City. And he moved, like a lot of artists, musicians, to Chicago. A lot more work there. But also studied music to degree level. Trumpet player, band leader, occasional singer. Although tended to work with other singers, other blues singers. Rudy Green being one of them. And if he wasn't with his own orchestra, if they disbanded, he would join some other famous orchestras at the time, put out records on VJ, Duke, Checker, and that track from 1953 was on the Chance label. Here's one that was on Checker. It's our Let's Flip theme this month, so it's the B-side. The B-side to You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. It's called I Can Tell. Came out in 1962. Of course, it's Bo Diddley.
Really, now I can tell,
I can tell the wonderful Bo Diddley. I can still remember when I first heard him as a young boy. My cousin had a few of his singles, probably that one, put them on a small Bush record player, and I was excited and scared in equal measure. I think he had that effect on a number of people for a unique sound. Let's steal away with the Gospel Clefs. Steal Away, the Gospel Clefs, who were from Newark in New Jersey, came onto the scene in the late 50s. That was from 1958 on Savoy Records. And their leader throughout was Leon Lumpkins, who was on lead tenor and piano. I say he was there throughout because a lot of the Gospel Clefs weren't, which is the reason they say why they never were as big as they should have been. And they didn't all stick together because they didn't all like touring, which you had to do a lot of in those days to be heard in other US states. We now have Maddie Burke's pick. She introduces it by quoting Elvis, "The sun is down, the moon is pretty, it's time to ramble." This is Tony Allen and the Champs, Night Owl. Woo! Tell me, night owl, what a fool you be.
Night owl.
Yes, but it's all over.
Night owl.
Yeah. I know what you've been put down. All over time,
wow,
so long, don't mean maybe, so long.
merry way.
Night Owl from 1955 on the Speciality label. I introduced it as Tony Allen and the Champs. I was tempted to correct that and say it was Tony Allen and the Chimes, because that's who actually was backing him. Right from the start, it was billed wrong. The Champs were another vocal group. As you know, they had the big hit with Tequila. Not only was the vocal group billed wrong, there was another mistake with that record, which I'll come to. Tony Allen was born in New Orleans, just up the road from Fats Domino, and he said he used to go over there and watch him play. Not long after the Second World War started, his dad sent him to live with his aunt in LA. That's where he remained. Recorded his first record at 14, called Angel Child. He met Jesse Belvin, who introduced him to Bumps Blackwell at Speciality Records. And Tony says that Night Owl was a name that his mother, Neela, had for him. He was always staying out late at night. He turned that phrase into a song and recorded it in 1955 in Hollywood. And as he said, it was the Chimes singing behind me, even though they were billed on the record as the Champs. The Chimes backed everybody on Speciality. They were Charles Jackson, David Cobb, Pookie Wooten and John Talbot. The other mistake I mentioned, at Al Levine's pressing plant, they put the labels around the wrong way. So DJs thinking they were playing the A-side, called I, they were listening to Night Owl, which was the B-side, but they loved it and they kept on playing it. And although the Speciality owner Art Roop found out about the error, it was already a hit round town. The curious thing was, Tony Allen was working at that pressing plant at the time. Here for the third show running is Candice Ivory.
Thank you.
Candice Ivory and the title track from her album that came out last year. That's When the Levee Breaks, the music of Memphis Minnie. And on Candice Ivory's Instagram page the other week, there was a photo of her standing next to the grave of the blues singer Furry Lewis in the Hollywood Cemetery in Memphis. And her caption was, "In Memphis, standing at the grave of Furry Lewis, in amazement at the poor condition of this cemetery." I'm going to play you a song by Furry Lewis, and you can understand why she's amazed and other people are, because nobody has listened to him.
This song here now is dedicated to see my grave kept clean. Oh, one kind favor I ask of you. One kind favor I ask of you. Just one kind favor I ask of you. Just see if my grave kept clean. My heart stopped beating, my hand got cold. Heart stopped beating, my hand got cold. My heart stopped beating and my hand got cold. It won't long before I then it should grow. Oh, two white horses in a line. Two white horses in a line. There is two white horses in a line. They're gonna take me to my burying ground. Have you ever heard your coffin sound? Ever heard your coffin sound? Ever heard your, oh, you know, further ground. Have you ever heard your coffin sound? You can dig my grave with a silver spade. Dig my grave with a silver spade. Dig my grave with a silver spade. You can let me down with a golden chain. Oh, every length in my Jesus' name. Every link in my Jesus' name. Every link in my Jesus' name. Every link in my Jesus' name. One kind favor I ask of you. One kind favor I ask of you. Just one kind favor I ask of you. Just see if my grave kept clean.
See that my grave is kept clean. Walter Furry Lewis. No one knows how he got that particular nickname, but that's what his friends and family called him. Born in Mississippi, but moved pretty early to Memphis. Working regularly in Beale Street. Recorded first for Paramount, and then a few years later with Victor and Vocalion. And then had a long break. He was working for the council as a street cleaner for years, from the 30s onwards, and it wasn't until 1959 that Sam Charters, the blues historian, tracked him down, and then an album came out on Folkways. He was back on the map, like a second career, recording and touring again, right up until the mid-70s. It's back-to-back time.
Talk about today. We don't need to have the conversation. How's this gonna play out? I just just wanna hear you talking about the coffee stains. Oh, what's the name? Let's just lay here. Loving you all feels like a gift. Right? No, I don't wanna ever wake up and feel maybe this ain't real. I just wanna live. Of memories from me and you, we don't need to have it clear out. The lack of space is kinda cute. Anyway, what's your favorite wine? Oh, you're not the drinking type. Just wanna hear you explain why, while I look into your eyes.
Now, back to back this month, two young women who you may well have heard before. First up was Tia Gordon and a song from her brand new EP called With Love, and that song was Suitcase of Memories. And she was followed by Baby Rose and a track called One Last Dance, taken off her EP Slow Burn, which came out a couple of months back. And Baby Rose was on show number 25. This next song is by a new outfit called Mercy, M-R-C-Y. This is Lorelei. Lorelei by Mercy, and they are producer Barney Lister and vocalist Kojo DeGraft Johnson. Barney from Huddersfield and Kojo from South London. And I was just looking at that bit of biography, and Barney's worked with people like Joy Crooks, Olivia Dean and Celeste, all of whom you can hear on Bright Lights Big City shows. Kojo sung vocals with, amongst others, like Cleo Soul, who's been on the show a couple of times. That was their debut single. Their new album is coming out pretty soon. We're now going to have another back-to-back, because I realised a year ago I played these two artists as it was their birthday in April. Here we are a year on and a year older for Ann Peebles, followed by Al Green.
All I can give you is my very best, and when I do that, I ain't gonna worry about the rest. I couldn't give you everything that you wanted. I couldn't give you everything that you need.
Always end up this way. been doing loving you, laying all my troubles down. Yeah, baby, come and take me. Here I am, baby. Come and take me. Take me by the hand. Yeah, I'm squeezing. Here I am, baby. When I do, I can always call you for a helping hand. I know you'll do the best you can, but it don't take much for me before my cup runs over. All this love inside me, I believe there's going to be an explosion. Yeah, you talk to me, oh baby. Tell me all your troubles, yeah. And you won't ever have to worry, no. One more thing, you just can't trust everybody. Everybody you see, no, no, you'll find yourself.
Our second back-to-back featured the High Record Stablemates, Ann Peebles and Al Green, both celebrating birthdays this month. Ann was 77 on the 27th and Al Green a year older, 78 on the 13th. The Ann Peebles song, Give Me Some Credits, sounds quite like Smokey Robinson. That was from 1969 and this is Ann Peebles' LP. And Al Green's song was from his album Call Me, 1973. And now it's our prize time. Ace Records this month, as they say in polite circles, have spoilt us rotten. We have got a CD, as is customary, provided by Ace Records, but also two LPs of the same album. Yes, vinyl. So if you've got a turntable and you use it, enter the competition. The album is Candy Staten, self-titled, the third in the Ace releases that were on the Fame label. In previous shows, I've given away the first and the second. In 1972, Rick Hall of Fame Records moved the distribution from Capitol to United Artists, with the plan to be more successful internationally as well as the States. And the agreement was that this song I'm going to play was the first single. It came out in May 1972. Then they released two more singles and then this third Fame album, self-titled. And regarding this single, Staten got a personal note from Elvis Presley telling her how much he'd enjoyed this version. It's our location song too. I'll give you the competition question after you've heard In the Ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morn, poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. Are you gonna be an angry young man someday? Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way?
Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with the runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the street at night. He learns how to steal and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. One night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries as a crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries
in the ghetto.
Candy Staton and In the Ghetto. So there's a CD and two LPs up for grabs. If you want to enter, this is the question. Candy has been married 6 times. One of her husbands for a few years was another soul singer. If you can name him, put his name in an email to johnnycorsair9@gmail.com. Also say whether you want the CD or the vinyl. So there's going to be 3 names out of the hat. Last month, Ace provided the Earl Young Drum Sessions compilation called Groove Machine. My question was, do the hand jive, Archie Bell and the Drell, was one of the tracks from that compilation. What label was it released on? First name out of the hat, with the right answer, which was Atlantic, was a Will Kellett from Bicester. It's time to play you Steve Pilkington's pick. This is the lead up to it. He told me, right, I've got one. Lewis Clark. Dog Ain't a Man's Best Friend, an absolutely storming blast of 60s soul that doesn't let up from beginning to end. And apart from that, it's got some of the oddest lyrics I've ever heard in a song. It appears to be a warning against forming a romantic relationship with one's canine companion.
Don't know a thing about loving. I said, dog.
Lewis Clark and Dog Ain't a Man's Best Friend. Lewis was from Tampa, Florida. In his career, he put out about 8 records over several different labels. That one was on the Brent label, 1967. And at one time, he caught the eye and the ear of Otis Redding when he was doing a concert in Tampa. And Lewis decided to drive up to Macon, Georgia, to meet Otis Redding at his publishing company. And out of that meeting, Otis agreed to become his manager. But 2 months later, Redding was tragically killed in the plane crash. Well, while I've been recording this show, I messaged Candice Ivory and asked her if there was any update on the Washington Cemetery in Memphis. As I mentioned, it's in such a state. She's just replied saying that she thinks that Goner Records, a record company in Memphis, are organising a big clean-up, which is good news. She also said that last year she recorded See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, which was originally done by Blind Lemon Jefferson. I'll either play that on a future show or I'll post a link on my page, the video that she's just sent me, that accompanies her song. We've come to the end. We've still got our Dance Craze record to play, and I will see you next month. So if you want to roll up the rug, push back the chairs, you know that some folks know about it, some don't. Some will learn to shout it, some won't. Here's Shirley Ellis, Nitty Gritty.